Task 1B. You will hear a radio program about the garbage trade in the USA. Answer questions 1 to 5 using up to 10 words while listening. You do not need to write complete sentences. There are no pauses once the speaker begins. You will hear the recording twice. An example 0 has been done for you. Before we start, you have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start.
For years, New York City's waste trade was in the pockets of mafia crime families. But now there are allegations that mob influence is at work in hometown America. I'm on the train to Leafy, Connecticut, to the city of Danbury.
It's really very pleasant here, and kept that way, partly because of the regular garbage collection, much of it provided by companies operated by James Galante, who's a well-known businessman in the area.
He started a foundation for the families of servicemen serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's given money for local ball fields, volunteer fire departments, a pediatric emergency center at the hospital.
But now Galante's companies are being monitored by the U.S. Marshals. Mr. Galante himself is one of 29 individual defendants charged in a sweeping set of federal racketeering counts.
The main charges against the defendants arise from what we allege was an agreement amongst the participants not to compete for each other's business, which we allege had the impact of artificially raising prices without true competition in the marketplace.
James Galante, meanwhile, is currently under house arrest, but says one of his lawyers, Hugh Keefe, he denies everything.
Anybody in this country can be charged with anything. Having said that, it's a whole different matter to prove it. And Mr. Galante is presumed innocent, and I told him that he's an Italian, and therefore, in the eyes of the government, in the eyes of the FBI, in the eyes of government agents, he's in the mob. He's guilty of racketeering. He's guilty of organized crime. That's the way they think.
Whatever the outcome of the forthcoming trials, the governor of Connecticut State has now proposed a licensing system for garbage haulers. New York introduced such a system after a landmark case there, which smashed the mob's control over the city's garbage industry.
The stranglehold that the mob had on the garbage industry in New York City had been broken. But as this series has shown, the sheer scale and profits involved in waste collection and disposal around the world mean it will always be a tempting target for those who like to do dirty business.